It's time for Over There with Mirella Rostroffer. Mirella is our European correspondent. She joins us weekly. Rumor has it she's in Switzerland, saving the world. Hi, Mirella. What's going on?
Hi, Jill. Thank you. Yes, from Switzerland with actually some Swiss topics today for our listeners. We are going to have on the 7th of March three referendums to vote on. One of them I already briefly mentioned a few weeks ago. And the two others are also worth a little mentioning, as they are very, we can say, current topics in many countries, actually. So one of the topic that we mentioned was about the burqa and or niqab. So this way of dressing that is very specific to some women from the Middle East, but also sometimes in Europe from European women that converted to Islam, has been a topic since many years. And as a matter of fact, a few countries have forbid already the burqa and niqab. That would be Denmark, Bulgaria, Austria, Belgium, and France. What happens when someone wears it nevertheless? Two things. Either the police officers just look on the other side because it is not considered, of course, a very big offense, or they give a fine, which sometimes is paid by some millionaires, billionaires that are trying to fight these laws that way. That means some businessmen, for example, in France, who thought that the law was completely unfair and unjustified, has proposed in many instances to people who have much less money to than him, that in case they are caught wearing a burqa and have to pay a fine, he would take care of the fine. That happened, by the way, also in Switzerland, I believe, in one canton who has already decided on the burqa on its own and has forbid that. This is in the Italian side of speaking Italian of the country. But now this referendum is not just about one canton, and just as a reminder, a canton is a state of Switzerland. But it's a federal referendum, and that would be actually valid for the entire country. What's really interesting with this topic is the fact that one can see a clear difference in opinion between the right parties and the left parties. The left parties do not want to forbid it. Generally speaking, the right parties want to forbid it. And that is sometimes in the parties themselves that are on the left a little bit of a clash because of feminism. That means that some feminists believe that the right of the woman is to be able to do what she wants, and they consider that a woman who wants to wear a burqa or a niqab should be free to do so. While other feminists, also usually more on the left side of the parties, consider that this is a form of women oppression, that they didn't really decide for themselves because they were either educated to basically hide themselves, not having the right to be seen by anybody else but their own husband. And they want to fight that and forbid the burqa. So that is a topic that is interesting in the sense that for once feminists do not go all in the same direction, and the opinions are quite split on the subject. Right now, from what I can hear and read, there is a good chance that the referendum is going to be accepted. But of course, that can still change until the 7th of March. What is also interesting is that this is a referendum that is relevant only for a couple of women in Switzerland, as it is highly unusual to see anybody with a niqab or a burqa that is not actually a tourist. And that would be, of course, very bad for tourism in a time where, anyway, there is none at all. And when it's going to be possible again to have a guest in the country, some people say that it would be wise not to refuse women with a niqab or a burqa just because of what they wear, as they do not live here. They basically come on a holiday and then leave again for their home country. So many arguments and the feeling that it has a good chance to pass, we'll see on the 7th of March. The second referendum concerns identification, electronic identification, which we do not have until now. And the point of the referendum is that they do not want to allow those ID because they are not going to be produced by the state, but by private companies. And as we are very keen on safety and privacy in Switzerland, it is believed that whatever data is in the hands of private companies, and in spite of all promises of safety and privacy, it could be easily leaked, or in the worst case scenario, even sold to other entities. So the primary position here would be electronic IDs, yes, but not from private companies who can misuse that, only from the state if that should become a reality in the future. The third referendum is about a trade agreement with Indonesia, which is a very important commercial partner. That agreement is disputed because of palm oil. There is the promise from Indonesia that any palm oil that would be produced in accordance with environmental regulation in order to avoid a complete deforestation. But the referendum people think that because the financial incentive in such deals is always very high, and because some very big corporations are involved in those deals, there is not in their eyes the security or the security of knowing that palm oil is not going to be still produced in masses and in ways that is extremely bad for the planet. So the difficult point is basically palm oil, while the rest would be, I think, greatly appreciated. That would be less taxes, no taxes at all on import and exported products, and for some products, lower taxes, but still some, in order to protect the local agriculture. But all in all, quite interesting for both parties if this problem with palm oil is settled. So those are the three referendums that we are going to have on the 7th of March. Quite interesting because it's about freedom, religious freedom, or women freedom. It's about security when it comes to electronic details on all of us. And the third one, trade agreements, which are going to be a topic anyway, more and more, especially now with the Brexit. England is going to have its own set of trade agreements. The European Union is also having some talks with Indonesia, which all basically means that there is a bit of pressure, as if the European Union has an agreement, then, and Switzerland doesn't, then it would be for many companies in Switzerland a little bit of disadvantage. So all of this very local, but in a globalized world, in spite of COVID-19 having restricted so many things. But there is definitely the hope also that after the summer things could pick up altogether and everybody wants to be ready.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rostroffer, over there. Congratulations to Bellini Rostroffer on her radio debut.